Good evening with WXPR News. I'm Ken Kroll. Recognizing the late April snow dumping has put added pressure on deer survival, the Vilas County Deer Advisory Council voted recently to reduce its preliminary recommendation to harvest 1,000 antlerless deer down to 500. That vote was 4-2. Those attending heard DNR wildlife biologist Michelle Woodford modify her earlier thoughts on an antlerless harvest. She says they've been conservative in Vilas County, but with the recent snowfall, she said she was willing to revisit the quota recommendation. She said she'd like to see an antlerless harvest in the 500 to 600 range. If approved by the DNR, 70% or 350 would be on private lands, 30% or 150 on public lands. And folks who use the Schwamaga-Nicolet National Forest will likely have to wait a little longer this year thanks to the heaping helpings of snow we still have. The Forest Office announced this week the opening of recreational trails and campgrounds will be delayed. Forest spokesperson Tim Vetter says the lingering winter is to blame.
What we typically shoot for is the Thursday before the state fishing opener. 2 weeks into April, we still had heavy snowpack on the ground, and this past weekend we saw anywhere from 12 inches to 24 inches of snow across the National Forest. So our ability to get into campgrounds to make the preparations necessary to get them ready for visitors has been delayed this year.
He says it's not a matter of when the snow leaves, the facilities can be opened.
What's important for people to understand is once the snow is gone, there's still a lot of work that needs to be done. So just if you start seeing grass in your lawn, doesn't mean things are ready to open in the National Forest campground.
He says many of the roads are blocked during the winter and they have to open before work can begin. And he says they often have to remove hazardous trees, cleaning campsite pads, and preparing water systems. The ATV, UTV, horse, and bike trail openings will also be delayed. He says the forest team will make another assessment around May 1st. Last week, the Rhinelander City Council approved it, and Tuesday, the Oneida County Board put its stamp of approval on it. The Rhinelander-Oneida County Airport is jointly owned by both the city and county. The terminal building has been named for a man who brought the modern airport to Rhinelander, Robert Heck. 43 years ago, Heck began working with federal, state, and local officials to upgrade the service at the airport. Oneida County Board Chair David Hintz says it was Bob Heck's efforts that kept all of the air service in Rhinelander.
There are 24,000 people departing the Rhinelander Airport every year on a commercial flight, 24,000. That's about three times the population of Rhinelander leaves our airport every year on a commercial flight. I believe that airport would be extinct if it was not for Mr. Heck's efforts and vision to get that to work.
Airport manager Joe Brower said there would be no airport without Heck's efforts and detailed that it would be about $30 million lost a year in economic impact to the surrounding communities. Speaking to the board, Heck says the airport has brought and maintained more than 1,200 jobs to the area.
The economic benefit in the area has been over $450 million since 1975 when I came on board. That's from airport consultants. Last but not least, over 2.5 million people now since 1975 have flown into and out of Rhinelander.
That's Robert Heck before the Oneida County Board this week. Last week's blizzard dealt a blow to the charitable food collection by local Boy Scouts, and they're hoping the public can still help out. Officials at the Boy Scouts of America Samoset Council in Weston say look for Triggs grocery bags or provide a box with items for the drive. Spokesperson Leanna Holzum says the weather played havoc with the bad distribution last weekend. Scouts tried to drop off the bright yellow bags in neighborhoods in central and north central Wisconsin, but couldn't. She says the scouts will be heading out this week to get the bags to the doors.
We just want the community to know that if they do not see this bright yellow bag on their door, if they would still like to donate, we would absolutely accept if they're in a box or in a different bag, and just to make sure that they're visible on their front door so our scouts can still pick them up on their target date, which is this Saturday.
Holzum outlines that what they're accepting.
We're looking for all non-perishable and hoping for non-expired food items, which would be cans of soup, dry pasta, dry mixes, canned food, boxed food, flour, sugar, things along those lines.
Typically, the bags are distributed one Saturday and the collection is the next Saturday. This Saturday's collection is still taking place. The donations are delivered to local food pantries. Holzum says you can contact her if you have questions or email her. We have contact information on the WXPR website. Weather forecast for tonight, it's improving, partly cloudy, low around 23. Tomorrow sunny, high near 46. Friday through Monday, mostly sunny each day, with highs each day in the 50s, reaching 58 by Monday, lows in the upper 20s. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Northwoods Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.